start makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish.
We present Isla Blair and Jonathan Taffler in The Envy of the Stranger by Caroline Graham.
Hello? Hello? I wondered if you'd like some coffee.
Hello, Loz. I'm here, you see. Like I promised. Did you think I wouldn't come? That I'd fail you?
Oh, God.
Together at last, as they say. Hey! I don't call that much of a welcome. And I've brought you a present, too. See?
Don't! Please!
Oh, you mustn't be afraid. She slides in like butter. Truly, I'll show you.
Ross, what's the matter?
A dream.
Oh, darling, it's all right. There, snuggle down. Come on.
Surreal.
Just a dream, Ross. Don't worry. Go back to sleep.
But it was the same dream, Leo. The same dream.
Here we are, Cheryl. Two escape, two of chips, and a couple of cans of fizz. Nothing but the best from Mr. Coppolotta, this.
He's not really cold, that, is he?
Of course he is. Cops enough rent off me.
I don't think I'd fancy living over a chip shop.
Strictly pro tem, darling.
Moving on, then.
That's right.
Where to?
Up and up, towards the sun.
Careful, you get grease all over me. And don't call me Cheryl. I've told you, my name's Sharon.
Cheryl's better for someone like you. More tasteful. Sharon's got no style. I'll find a plate.
Bit of a dump, this place, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's strictly a stopping-off place.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly cheered the walls up, all those photographs.
Nobody uses sharp as wallpaper these days. There you go.
Oh, ta. Well, where's your plate?
I'm a thinking man. Or is it my chips out the Guardian?
You've only got the one, haven't you? And one knife and fork.
I travel light, Cheryl. Very light. It's the only way for a man on the move to be. Shove over, then. Plenty of room for two. Here.
Oh, thanks.
No. Open your mouth.
What?
Go on.
What for?
Give you a drink.
It's all right. I can manage.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, now look. Look at me blouse.
That's all right. I like that. Your clothes all wet. Shows you off.
Oh, look. My fish will get cold. You always lived in Islington?
No. Poplar. My mum's still there.
Oh. What's she do?
She doesn't do anything. She's had a stroke.
Oh. Well, what are you living here for, then?
Oh, do me a favour, Cheryl. I'm in the media, right? Media personnel just don't live in Poplar. It's all Islington. Hampstead. Camden Town.
Yeah, but what do you actually do, then?
Up you get.
Well, I haven't finished my
Well, thing. Bring your bloody fish with you, then.
Charming.
Now. I'm going to give you a guided tour of the estate, right? Wall number one is what you call the glitterati, all based in Hollywood, naturally. It's Al Pacino, Barbara Streisand, Dustin Hoffman, and Robert Redford. Look, he signed it for me. With very best wishes, Robert Redford.
You don't think he wrote that, do you?
What?
Well, somebody in his office does that with a rubber stamp. They send thousands out.
Do you have the faintest idea who you're discussing? Robert Redford is... Well, he's into saving seals and solar power, whole grain cuisine, the most compassionate and caring person.
Sorry?
A friend to every endangered species.
I said I'm sorry.
See how brightly they shine? Just like real stars. And from so far away.
I suspect they're just like us, really.
They are nothing like us. They're a race apart, like gods. Their veins run with different blood. They breathe different air. They live locked away in magic castles.
Sounds like a prison.
Yeah, well, fame is a prison, Cheryl. But it's nothing to be afraid of. It means you live forever. Imagine.
What's over here, then?
Yeah, well, that wall's more down to earth. They're well known, these people. They just don't have the glamour.
I was in a lift with you, Nastabs, once.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Oh, he's Arthur from Minder.
George Cole.
And Tell. He's an actor in real life, isn't he?
They all are.
Yeah, of course.
But this wall, in one respect, is the most interesting of them all.
What's interesting about that lot? You can see them on telly any day of the week.
Right. And what do they all have in common?
I don't know. Except they're all famous.
And what are they all famous for, Cheryl? Jimmy Savile, Wogan, Esther Ranson. I'll tell you. They're famous for being famous. They can't sing or dance or act or even bang a bloody guitar about. Anyone could do what they do. Anyone who'd have the breaks.
Oh, well, that's life. That's life.
Yeah.
What's that space right in the middle for?
That's a secret.
Tickles. Who's that?
You ought to take that wet blouse off.
Don't. Here, look.
Where?
That one.
Oh, well. She's got a phone-in program. City Radio.
Her photo's torn at the corner of her mouth.
So?
Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah. And so are you, Cheryl. So are you.
Ow! And me without me garlic necklace.
Come on, then.
You're in a hurry, aren't you?
Well, why not? What's there to wait for?
Don't.
Oh, come on. Do you think I brought you up here for your conversation?
You're hurting me.
You're a bit of a teaser on the quiet, aren't
you?
Let
me go.
Okay. There. All right.
There's no need to be so rough.
I met you for the first time tonight, Sharon. You allowed me to buy you a meal. You come up to my room. What am I supposed to think?
Well.
Sit down on the bed a minute. Come on, it's all right. I want to show you something. I want to show you some pictures.
Fen, I've been looking at
them. Yeah, but these are different. Special. You like art, don't you?
Not bothered.
How about this one?
You
come here.
Oh, take your hands off me.
Oh, don't pretend you've never seen things like this before.
You are bloody looking up.
Tart? Slag? Is that what they call you, all the men you've had? Sharon the Slag? Slag!
Can I have some coffee, Mum?
I don't see why not. You tried everything else. And switch the radio off while you're over there.
Good morning, darling.
Oh, sorry. Morning, everyone.
I'm not really going to the dentist.
Heaven's sake, Guy.
Am I?
Definitely.
Oh, get off, Madgwick.
He's after your bacon rinds.
What sits in the middle of Paris and wobbles?
I don't want my egg.
Oh, darling, you've hardly eaten a thing.
Come on. I mean, it's incredibly obvious.
Why don't cats have false teeth? They never clean them. Why don't cats have to go to the dentist?
More toast, Leo.
No, thanks. I must be off.
Mervyn's mother has promised him a complete set of false teeth for his 15th birthday.
Nonsense.
It's true. Anyway, doesn't anyone know?
Know what?
What sits in the middle of Paris and wobbles?
Give up.
The Trifle Tower. Ugh.
Goodness, I knew that.
No, you didn't. You don't even know where Paris is.
Yes, I do.
Where is it, then?
It's... on the bus.
Quick thinking, bad brain.
I'll drop Guy as you're going the other way.
On the bus.
Come on, get your clobber. I'm running late.
Okay.
Guy.
What are you tackling on the show today, then?
Housing.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Bye-bye, Bundle. And you can go to Paris on the bus because they put it in the Sunday papers.
Ready, Dad.
You going to be late?
I shouldn't think so. I might have to go out again, though. Poor Mrs. Daniels is on her last legs.
How many's she got, then?
Not at this hour of morning, Guy.
Now, sweetheart, get your skates on and we'll be away before Mrs. Jolly gets here.
Why is she called Mrs. Jolly when she's always so sad?
That's a good question. Quick as you can now, there's a good girl. Mummy's got to be in the studio by 10 o'clock.
And that's the news headlines. We still have a few moments before Rosie's roundabout and time for a little music.
Over to you, Lou.
Got it.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, Duffy.
How about a coffee after the show?
No, thanks.
Lunch?
No.
Tea?
No.
Dinner?
No.
Cocoa and an Oval Marie before we turn in?
Come on, love, I've got 20 seconds. Hand over the cans.
Yeah. Kept them nice and warm for you.
Fantastic. Got them back, Louise.
Both jam.
I'll see you later.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of Roz's Roundabout. Today, we're discussing housing. The lines at City Radio are open for your calls, and we have someone already waiting, a Mrs. Lister. Is that right?
Can you tell me what the current ruling is on squatters at all? It's like a zoo next door to me. Smells like it and all.
Give you any money if you haven't got an address. How the hell can you get a place if you haven't got any money?
There's just the one room for the five of us, and the landlord watches my little girls through the keyhole.
Now, I'm the last person to be racially inclined, as anyone will tell you. It's good and bad. We're frightened to complain. You just never know with people like that.
She lives 18 floors up, you see, Rose. She's had this stroke. She can't talk. She can't walk except in a wheelchair. Doesn't the council give her a ground floor place?
And I'm afraid that's our last call for this morning. Don't forget that fact sheets are available. On Tuesday, the subject will be communication. How good are we at it? How can we make it better? If you have any ideas or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. See you then. Goodbye for now.
God, what a program.
No different from usual.
Exactly. Got a ciggy?
I thought you'd given up.
So did I.
I'm on these mint sticks. Have one.
Oh, well. Goodbye, lean jeans. I'm thinking of quitting, Louise.
What? You're top of the ratings.
People love phone-ins, that's all. Anyone could take over.
Have you told Toby?
No. I just decided.
He'll hit the roof.
With his aim.
I thought he was on the wagon.
Has Sonia taken my poster?
Sonia has taken everything up. Your post, your coat, your scarf, your gloves, your newspaper. It was only by gripping your handbag firmly between my teeth that I stopped her taking that.
She means well.
Oh, how can you be so wet, Roz? She's awful. All that gruesome vivacity.
Oh, what a wonderful day. The birds are shining, the sun is singing.
All right, all right.
Well, why don't you throw her back into the typing pool where she belongs and get yourself a real secretary?
I feel sorry for her.
She doesn't even like you.
I know. Bye, Lou.
Abyssinia.
Hold that lift!
Have you been lurking?
Certainly not. Is that legal now, then?
Shut up.
They do a most scrumptious weirbess at that new place on the corner.
I've told you.
Leo wouldn't mind.
Want a bed?
Oh.
Anyway, that's not the point.
I could have been a brain surgeon.
Duffy, you need a brain to be a brain surgeon, even if it's anyone to practice on.
Thank you.
And don't follow me to the office. I've a lot to do.
Oh, don't worry. The gin hasn't been invented that will enable me to face Sonia in cold blood.
Good morning, Mrs. Gilmore. Isn't it the most heavenly day?
It certainly is.
The air all crisp and snappy, just like a shiny apple. Don't you feel you could just crunch into a day like this? I know I do. It makes you feel good to be alive. Oh, I've guillotined your post.
Thanks, Sonia.
And placed them in their respective piles. Now, those are letters asking
yes,
for a...
Yes, yes, thank you. I can see.
Oh, what beautiful culottes, Mrs. Gilmore. They're new, aren't they?
No. Last year's sales, and I do wish you wouldn't call me Mrs. Gilmore. Everyone else calls me Roz.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Mrs. Gilmore. I think one of the things wrong with our society today is that people don't show enough respect to their superiors. When I'm in a top position here, I shall make sure everyone calls me Miss Marshall.
These want fact sheets from the Pensions and Allowances Programme. These three to our legal department. These are quite complicated. I'll put the replies on tape and leave it with you.
What is it?
I think it's from someone wanting a job. Strange letter, though. Dear Roz, I hardly know where to start. This is such an important occasion for both of us. You have been chosen above all others to help me. To be honest, a career in radio would not have been my first choice, but the fates have so decreed, and what is to be will be. I don't see there's much point in going into a lot of detail about myself at this stage. I'll leave all that till we meet. Suffice it to say, Roz, that I know you will not be disappointed in any respect whatsoever.
I'm sure you understand me. Look forward to hearing from you, Reed.
Time and place. Yours sincerely, F.W. Kemp. Oh, well, that takes all sorts. Better just send the standard reply.
Are there two E's in sincerely?
Yes. And two P's in disappointed. Not to mention three E's in decreed.
Some people.
This is Ross Gilmore. Would you ask Mr. Winthrop if you could see me for a moment, please? Yes. Yes, 2 o'clock's fine.
Oh, hello, Fen.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor. How is she today?
Fair to middling. I just dropped in to make her a cup of tea. There's one still in the pot.
No, thanks.
The elf visitor come this morning.
Oh, yeah? What'd she say?
Oh, the usual. She's run up the council again. Somebody down the social's going to have a go, but I don't know, they don't give them monkeys, do they?
Hello, Mum.
Have you had any luck with a job yet?
Things are happening, Mrs. T.
I even ran that phone in this morning on City Radio. Your mum used to love her, you know. Hey, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You're not in trouble again, are you?
No.
It's bloody wicked, her like this and stuck on the 18th. I ought to try it. That wouldn't last 5 minutes. You going to do her supper?
Yeah, all right.
Don't forget to switch the telly on before you go. I'll pop back before I turn in, see if she wants anything. Bye-bye then, dear. See you later. All right.
Bye, Mrs. T.
Bye, love.
Look, I brought you some freesias. Your favourites. Aren't they lovely, eh? Now, listen, Mum. Remember what I promised about our new life? I was going to take you away. Well, it's all starting to happen. And for real this time. Yeah. The mistake I made before was in trying to get started on my own. I knew I'd got it in me to get to the top. What I didn't realise was that it was a closed circle. A magic ring. You can't get in by writing letters and making phone calls and asking for interviews. Someone already in there has to break the chain and make a space for you. You have to find a star to wish on. Like in our song, eh? So, to find the person, I did what you used to do when you did the pools. Remember? When you'd screw your eyes up and stab with a knitting needle. Only I used this. Now then, Mother! When have I ever hurt you, eh? Oh, it's been a good friend to us in the past, this little beauty, as well you know. Eh? That's better. So I took the knife, and I faced my personality wall, and threw. Bingo. Just like that. Problem solved. And you'll never guess who got it. Only your favourite, that's all. Only Ros Gilmore.
I simply do not understand you. Top of the ratings, and you want to quit.
I told you my reasons, Toby.
Rubbish. How much have they offered you? Is it Radio 4?
Nothing.
Ah, of course. With your looks, it'd be the telly. I expect you to see yourself as the next Selena Scott.
Oh, Toby.
It's no laughing matter. Do you know what that girl earns?
No, and neither do you.
Are you sure you won't have some more wine?
Positive.
God, it's only 2 hours a week, Ross.
Now you're being ingenuous. I have to research the programme, do the thing, drive in and out, and answer stacks of mail.
You got Sonia?
That as well.
Well, of course, that simpering gargoyle would get anybody down. Shall I give her the sack?
Of course not. And I'm 6 months behind with my biography. The publishers are...
Why do you want to waste your time writing about some dreary tenor no one has ever heard of?
Because I've got a very good history degree, and I don't intend to waste it. And Michael Kelly isn't dreary. He was a lovely man.
Well, I think that's a very selfish attitude to take. Here you have this wonderful job helping thousands of people.
But I'm not. That's part of the problem. I'm not helping anyone. Look, take this morning, Toby. What can I do, really, actually do for someone who's homeless? A spot of anodyne advice, a touch of the homilies, a fact sheet. Next caller, please. Look at my lifestyle. What do I know of damp and disease, loneliness and high-rise blocks, poverty and vandalism? Oh, just seems so bloody patronising.
Aha! So, we come to the crux of it. I should have seen this coming. You're a sensitive girl. You're all heart, darling. Of course you want to help, and so you shall. We'll give the slot over to investigative journalism. Hard-nosed stuff. Touch of the Roger Cook. They're all at it, all our competitors. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Rossi, you're a genius.
That wouldn't make any difference,
Dory,
maybe.
Get me this morning's runabout tape up here, and any details we have about the callers. Speed of sound, yeah? Yes. We'll start with housing. What better? Heart-rending. heart-rending. I didn't actually hear the programme myself, overwhelmed with work as usual. We'll have to get you some protective clothing, Rosie. How are you about falling downstairs, darling?
Here it is at last. City Radio. If your heart is in your dream. Oh, Ros, darling, I can feel you here with me. Dear Mr. Kemp, forgive impersonal reply. Overwhelming volume of mail. Pressure of work. Quite unable to help. Bitch. Bitch! Bitch!
Here you are. Careful. Oh, you are a messer. Never mind. Ben's got a hanky. There. So like I said, when I first opened the letter, I got very angry. So angry that I scrumpled it all up. But then I thought a bit. I hadn't really read it properly, I was that upset. So I smoothed it out. And guess what? It wasn't from Ros at all. That's right. It was from some so-called secretary, Sonia Marshall. Ros had never even seen my letter. She'd never have replied like that in a million years. The media's full of these nobodies who've managed to get one foot on the bottom of the ladder and are determined to keep people like me out. Because that's all I need, Mum. Just that first toehold, and I'll be up that ladder so fast, and they can suss that, you know. Oh, yes, they can. Even from a letter. So Sonia Marshall had better look out. Because the first thing I shall do when I start my career at City Radio is make her pay. Yeah. Now, don't worry. That's nothing for you to worry about. Come on, drink your tea. There. So now all I've got to do is get hold of Ros personally and explain the situation. And when I leave here, I'm going to the nearest phone box to do just that.
Radio.
Could I speak to Ros, please?
I'm sorry?
Ros, as in Gilmore?
Oh, I think Mrs. Gilmore's left the building, but I'll try her office for you. Sorry, she has gone, and her secretary must be at lunch. You might try Friday after the programme. It finishes at...
Yeah, I know what time her programme finishes. Look, perhaps I should have explained. This is a personal call. I realise you can't just let anyone through, but... Ros wants me to contact her. Don't you understand?
It's you who don't seem to understand, if you don't mind my saying so. Mrs. Gilmore's not here. I can't conjure her out of thin air for you.
Fine. Okay, I'll give her a ring at home.
Very well. Thank you for calling.
Just a minute.
Yes?
If you could give me her number.
Her private number?
That's right.
You must be joking.
But I've got to speak to her personally. It's terribly important.
I'd be happy to ring her myself and pass a message on. Or you could come to the studio on the 28th. She's doing a question and answer session on the Saturday show. Tickets are free, and you can pick them up at the desk here at any time.
Saturday show. It'll be one-to-one there. Face-to-face. She'd understand then, all right. Slides in. Like butter. Truly. Don't be afraid.
Oh, Leo! Oh, Leo! Oh, darling. Please listen. Leo!
Oh, Ros, it's 3 o'clock.
Oh, darling, hold me.
Come on, then. What's the matter?
Leo, we're all right, aren't we?
What?
I mean, don't you ever feel afraid?
Afraid of what?
We seem to have so much. The children, our home, our work, each other. And we take it all for granted.
Oh, Ros, there are millions of people like us. Everyone takes it for granted.
But we shouldn't. So fragile, so haphazard. Anything could happen. Accident in a car, terrible illness, a plane crash. It happens every day. Families like us who thought they were safe forever.
But, darling, you can't exist like that, always anticipating trouble, living on a knife edge.
Don't say that.
I'm going to get you a hot drink.
No, don't go.
Are you sure you can settle?
Yes.
Okay now?
Yes, I think so.
And those wondrous sounds bring our Saturday show to a foot-tapping conclusion. Our heartfelt thanks to the Red Gauntlet Theatre Collective, singer Vanity LeBrun, Doris the Saucy Hamster, and this is Dick Moncrief saying goodbye. See you all next week, same time, same place.
This way. Sink a gangway. Don't climb over the seats. Let the back rows out first. Excuse me. This side of the ropes, please. That's the way to hospitality. Come along. Don't push, dear. Yeah, they can't wait to get in. Now they can't wait to get out. Sorry, sir. Sir, this side of the ropes.
I'm with the group.
Oh.
Road manager.
Right. Can you get your leg over?
Can a canary sing?
Well, you know, we have to be very careful. The freeloading, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I would, friend, I would.
Want some sparkle, sir?
What? Oh, no thanks.
What about a nibble?
Pardon?
A canapé.
Oh, thanks very much.
Sonia, is there any leaf for milk?
I'll see. Want some sparkle, sir?
Oh, just a minute.
Changed your mind?
That girl over there, the one in black... Is that Sonia Marshall?
That's right. Anyone for a nibble? Canapé?
So that's her. God, I've seen better looking women swigging meths on our local tip. Still, if I keep my eyes shut, we'll better still put a bag over her head. Hello.
May I offer you some wine?
No, thanks. To tell you the truth, I rarely touch the stuff.
Neither do I, actually.
Do you always help out at the Saturday show?
Oh, good heavens, no. First time today, and last, I most sincerely hope. No, I'm one of the top secretaries here, actually. Everyone else is from the typing pool, but two cried off at the last minute, and Toby asked me to step in.
Toby?
Toby Winthrop, the station head.
Ah, I'm Fen Kemp, by the way.
Sonia Marshall. Are you with the group?
Oh, only very loosely. I'm handling the PR at the moment for the lead singer, Mel Casales. But that's strictly pro tem. I'm an actor, between jobs.
An actor? Oh, how exciting. Have I seen you in anything?
Well, you might have. I've done a fair bit of television, lots of commercials. In fact, you'd probably recognise my voice before you'd recognise my face. But films are where it's at, of course, and, well, I shouldn't really be telling you this, but I'm up for a part in a Meryl Streep movie. It's only a small part, but, well, Meryl Streep, huh? Have to go and read some lines for the part at the Dorchester.
He's quite good looking. Sounds a bit common, but actors do these days. Look at EastEnders. Meryl Streep.
Oh, forget I said that, okay? She's trying to keep her visit here very quiet. Anyway, we should be talking about you, Sonia. For instance, I can't believe you're just a secretary. You've got far too much style.
Oh, well, I'm being groomed for production work, actually.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Personal assistant to Roz Gilmore.
I thought she was going to be on the show today.
No, next Saturday, the 28th.
Ah. I think her programme's great.
Really? I never hear it, being in the office, you see.
Of course, I don't know what she's really like.
Well, like most famous people. Pretty ordinary when you get to know them.
It's terrifically popular, her show, isn't it? You must get tons of posts.
Well, we certainly do. Takes up most of my day.
Doesn't she handle it herself, then?
Roz? She doesn't even bother to read it. Just chucks everything over to me.
I see.
All that compassion that flows over the airwaves. If you work here, you soon learn to take that with a pinch of salt. Are you sure you won't have a drink?
Oh, positive. I think Mel's signalling. We've got a business meeting at 1 o'clock. But I'd hate to lose touch. Maybe we could have a meal sometime.
Oh, well, certainly. Yes, you'd have to give me plenty of notice.
Shall we swap numbers, then?
Oh!
I'll write mine in for you.
Super.
I'll just lean on this. There it is. Roz Gilmore. Fen, you clever lad.
Could you spare me a page to write your number down?
Oh, yes. Take Z. Nobody ever begins with a Z, do they?
What about tomorrow evening, Sonia?
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm rushing you.
No, no. Tomorrow evening will be fine. Wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give us a purr then. Good boy.
Hello?
Roz?
Who is it?
Roz. We haven't met, but I wrote to you a few days ago about getting started on a career in radio. Now, let me say straight away that I appreciate your position. Okay. I understand that top people have to pay other people to protect them from the hassle. I can grasp completely why you never saw my letter, and believe me, it won't make any difference to our relationship, either now or in the future, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I'm not quite clear.
But I did realize when I saw that cheap letter and strange signature that a more personal approach was called for. Man to man, or rather, man to woman.
I don't know what this is all about, but I can assure you that anything you received from my desk, even if it was signed by my secretary, came from me.
Doesn't she answer all your posts, then?
Oh, certainly not.
This alters things entirely, Roz. This puts a whole new complexion on the matter.
If, as you say, you want to work in City Radio, I should write to the...
I've already done that. It's useless. You have to know someone to get in.
That simply isn't true. I'm not pretending it's easy, but the best thing I would...
Someone has to break the chain for you.
If you get in touch with Toby Winthrop...
I can't do that. It's too late. You've been chosen. You're the person who's going to help me, Roz. Now, when shall I come and see you?
Look, I'm sorry. I really am, but there's nothing I can do. I'm an employee at the station. I have no authority. I don't make decisions. I can't hire or fire anyone. I just present a radio show twice a week.
Oh, come off it. You're not talking to one of your moronic phone-in addicts now. You don't have to give me all that crap about only being a presenter. I'm au fait with the media scene. I know the score. Now, how would it be if I came to the studio after Friday's show?
Oh, look.
Have a pre-luncheon drink and then you could show me around. You could introduce me to everyone.
There is no point in continuing this conversation. I have given you what advice I can. Now, you'll have to excuse me. Oh, and how did you get hold of this number?
I hope the takeaway was all right, Sonny.
Lovely.
Don't mind my calling you Sonny, do you?
Oh, no. I think her nickname's Friendly.
Some more Chateau Kemp?
I've already had two.
That's all right. Two for the plain girls, three for the fair.
Oh, well.
I love your room. So cosy.
I'm negotiating for a large property, actually.
Oh. You were saying about Madam.
Oh, you should see her. It's all do-gooding at the moment. Ringing up councils, social workers, butter wouldn't melt. All pretense, of course.
Isn't your little gas fire warm?
It's my belief the audience figures are slipping. People are rumbling her.
Do you mind if I take my shirt off?
Oh, well...
How about you?
I could turn it down. Oh, Fen.
Hmm?
What's that?
Where?
Oh, that scar. Have you had an operation?
No.
What is it, then?
Nothing.
But it's...
My dad did it. With an iron. All right.
How horrible.
Yeah, forget it. It was a long time ago.
Well, where is he now?
I said forget it, Sony.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We don't want to argue on our first date, do we?
Oh, no.
Aren't you warm as well?
I am a bit.
Come on, then. We'll cool down together. Is that better?
Well...
Are you interested in art at all, Sally? Looking at pictures?
Oh, yes. Sometimes at the weekend I visit the National Gallery, actually.
Here, let me do your post. I do so love slicing things. So what did the great man say?
Oh, he started talking about being hard-nosed or hard-edged and ordering me some protective clothing.
God.
Would it make any difference, do you think? Changing the format?
I don't think so. Although it would be marvellous to follow up some of those housing cases. Actually try and do something practical.
Media clout, darling. You don't know your own strength.
How strange.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Look at this.
Good Lord, how peculiar. Who do you know who's died?
No one.
Anticipating yours, F.
Anyway, it's not a funeral invitation, is it? It's one of those cards people attach to wreaths.
Mm.
What does he mean, anticipating? It's as if the person isn't dead yet.
Ah, it's just someone being stupid. Hey, don't look like that. Give it to me. There. All over.
Strangest feeling. Did my fingers feel all tingly?
Da-dum.
By the pricking of my thumbs. How's the rest of it go?
Oh, you have been watching late-night horror shows, haven't you? Come on, don't be daft. Sensible girl like you.
So, I finally got to see the man in charge. I had to wait long enough. He tried to pretend he hadn't heard from the social or the district nurse. I didn't mince my words. I called him a liar to his face. Oh, hello, Finn.
Hello, Mrs. T.
I've just been telling... Oh, what on earth's the matter? You want a pause or something?
Why? What do you mean?
You look lit up, fit to beat the band. Oh, what you brought her today, then? Flowers, sweeties? You're a good boy to her. Ain't he? He's a good boy to you. Oh, I'll say to Rafa now, then. See you later.
I'll settle her down, Mrs. T.
Right, you are. Oh, don't forget her tea, will you?
All right.
See you in the morning, dear.
Mum, listen. Something incredible's happened. You know how you read about people in the papers or on the telly saying they've been born again? I used to think they were mad, and then something exactly like that happened to me today. I made this phone call, and it was really bad. This person, Mum, she's evil. And she means to destroy us. Yes. Yes, she does. And she's strong. She had everything on her side. And when I hung up, I felt absolute despair. All my dreams of a new life ripped apart and trampled on. Then I had the most terrible pain in my head. Such pain as if it was exploding. Next thing I knew, someone was opening the door of the box and helping me out. I just stood in the street, leaning up against the wall, and then the pain died away. But I still couldn't move. It was as if I was waiting for something. And the voice spoke to me, telling me what I had to do. And when it stopped, light poured into me. I could feel it, cold and bright, racing through my veins and mixing with my blood. And running down my face like tears.
Seven minutes, Ross. Don't envy you this one. I mean, communication, what's there to say?
Oh, I have various lines to follow. The media's role. Do more and more means of communication mean we reach each other less and less? Group therapy, one-to-one counselling. Only connect, Louise.
Abyssinia.
I haven't exchanged a word with her in 19 years. We leave each other notes. It works very well indeed.
The thing about encounter groups is you rarely see yourself without the CEO. Mine gave me a nervous breakdown, but I've always been grateful.
I think people who find it difficult to communicate should just shut up.
I wonder, Roz, if your previous caller's aware she's quoting the great Scottish poet Robbie Burns in the poem To a Louse, or what some part of the gift of gears to see ourselves as others see us.
If only we had a method as shorn of obfuscation as that of birds. They read each other's footprints, you know, like hieroglyphics.
Okay. Well, thank you for that most interesting diversion. And we've time for just one more call. Hello?
Hello, Ross.
Yes? Would you like to make your point?
It's about a death.
I'm so sorry. Was it someone close to you?
Oh, no. Nothing personal.
Well, I'm not sure how this fits in. Has something in the papers distressed you?
Oh, I'm not distressed.
Well, what are you ringing up for, then?
The death hasn't happened yet.
Do you mean you're some sort of clairvoyant?
Did I say that?
You haven't actually said anything, and you've got less than 15 seconds to get whatever it is off your chest.
I have to kill someone, you see. I wanted you to know.
What? Get him off the air and on hold, Louise.
Right.
And I'm afraid with that unusually dramatic conclusion, we have to get off the Tuesday roundabout. Patrick Duffield will be here in a moment with a 12 o'clock news summary, but it's goodbye from me until Friday. Have you got him?
I think so.
Roz, leave it.
No. Don't you see? This is exactly what I've... Hello? Are you still there?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to help you if I can.
Oh, you can. You can.
How? Would you like to talk about it? Whatever's troubling you?
I'm sorry. It's too late for that now. I gave you a chance to listen before, don't you remember?
What? What do you mean?
Here, give me that. Listen, my friend. There are specialists to help people like you. Give us your name and address and we'll put you in touch with someone. And thank you for calling.
You shouldn't have done that, Duffy.
Look at you, you're as white as a sheet. I am not going to stand by and watch you taking all that muck.
Duffy, you're on.
Oh, good. Don't go away.
Hello?
Hello, it's Terry. Can I speak to Roz?
Oh, it's Terry, for you.
Hello?
Oh, Roz, I'm so sorry. He sounded absolutely straight. Said he ran a group specialising in communication without words.
That's okay, Terry. These things happen.
Well, you usually spot them a mile off, the loonies. Mr. Winthrop's just been in.
Oh, dear.
No, he was acting most peculiarly. Not angry at all. There's a heck of a buzz on. Phones haven't stopped. Oh, thank you for being so nice.
I've never been bad-tempered or snappy on the air in my life until today, Lou. That's a good job I'm going.
Well, he was a bit... Hello?
Hello, is Rosie there?
Yes, she is, Mr. Winthrop.
Send her out to me straight away.
Of course. Thank you. Our master's voice. You ought to go up to the executive suite.
Right.
Ross, what's happened?
Toby's happened.
Surprise, surprise.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, with you.
He won't like it.
Have to lump it then, won't he?
Come. Darling, here you are. I see you brought one of your cohorts clear off Duffield. Now, love, come and relax. Would you like a glass of wine?
Why?
Super. Well, at least make yourself useful, Patrick. There's some goblets in the fridge. Open the Merceau. Two large ones.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Look, darling. I think we might be really onto something here. The switchboard's jammed with ghoulish calls already. Did you actually get to talk to this chap after the program?
Yes.
What else did he say?
I don't want to go over it all again.
Now, Rosie.
I hate it when you call me Rosie.
What do you mean?
Here you are, my love.
Thanks. You only call me that when you're after something.
Now, heart, what a thing to say.
Can't you remember anything?
Well, there's nothing to remember. He just repeated what he'd already said. Then that I could help him.
Great. That's what... What the hell do you think you're doing, Duffield?
Drinking my wine. Cheers.
The two glasses were for myself and Roz.
Oh, Toby. I am so sorry. I'll pour you another.
Now, how are you going to make contact?
I don't know. Duffy took the phone to speak to him and he hung up straight away.
You interfering...
Your wine...
Thank you very much. Now, sod off. Don't you see, darling, what something like this could do for the ratings?
Jesus.
Cheers.
Toby, you can't mean...
Oh, can't he, though.
Well, don't you all go grand and mealy-mouthed on me. This is a tough competitive business. We're fighting LBC, Capital, not to mention Auntie Beeb. We can really develop this, Rosie. If we can string it out a bit. Get into phone again. We could really build it into something.
Why don't you invite him into the studio, Toby? He could do in his victim over the air.
I didn't
he?
Hear it myself, of course. Up to here, as always.
Oh,
but
oh.
The buzz is that it all sounded, well, rather personal.
It wasn't at all personal. He's a nutcase. He picked her out with a pin.
What did you say before this interfering clown cut you off?
I asked if it would help to talk about it.
Good girl.
And he said it was too late for that now.
Well, that sounds promising.
You make me want to throw up.
Well, don't. That's expensive stuff you're drinking. Was he a real nutter or just eccentric?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Oh, class, dear. Working and lower middle, nutters. Upper middle and the aristocracy, eccentric.
Do you think that card you had the other day has anything to do with all this?
What card?
A black-edged card. Anticipating yours, F.
Ah, must do. The man's an artist. Fetch it, Roz, quick.
I tore it up.
You did what?
Toby, can you leave it now? You can see it's upsetting her.
People with fragile sensibilities shouldn't be journalists.
Oh,
all right, all right. I'll leave it now. I've got a feeling about this, though. You mark my words. This is only the beginning.
I don't want my sausage.
What do you call a Chinaman who looks through keyholes?
Matrix says, could he have it, please?
No, he doesn't.
Dear,
why can't we have a Porsche, Dad?
The way you eat, you're lucky we're not all on roller skates.
Mom, do you give up?
Sorry?
It's a Peking Tom.
Oh.
What?
A Chinaman who looks through keyholes is called a Peking Tom.
I knew that.
Leo?
Mervyn's dad's got a Porsche.
Mervyn's dad's a crook.
He's not. He's an entrepreneur.
Leo?
What's the matter, love?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not that stupid phone call.
Perhaps.
But we talked about that for hours last night. You seemed all right afterwards.
So, I'm having second thoughts this morning, okay? No more cereal, Guy. Daddy's ready to go. Kathy, get down, darling. There's a good girl.
I'm still hungry.
It's a Michael Kelly day today, isn't it? You'll feel better once you get involved in all that.
Oh, I expect so. Kathy, Guy, your apples. Hello. Bye, Kathy. Try to eat your lunch, darling. Damn, that's a good start. Hello?
Hello, Roz. That wasn't very kind to hang up on me yesterday.
I didn't. Someone took the phone out of my hand.
Oh, that's typical. Pretending you wanted to help. I rang you because I want to be absolutely fair with you. About your death, I mean.
Listen, I'll
be doing
to...
the community a favour in getting rid of someone who's no more than a pile of filth. I'm avenging all the others you let down, Roz. Those who turn to you for help. Your time's up, you bitch.
My fingers. My fingers. Look, if you ring here again, I shall call the police. You should be in a hospital. I don't want to know about your sick plans or what's going on in your sick mind. People like you should be locked away. Just go and leave me alone, do you hear?
Ross, what on earth's the matter?
Oh, nothing. He rang up here.
When?
A moment ago.
What did he say?
I don't know. I just sort of switched off. Only odd words filtered through.
Look, I'm going up to accounts now to collect my expenses. I'm taking you to lunch. The gay hussar, say, 12:30.
But I'm working on my book.
You won't work now, love. You know you won't, so stop arguing. 12:30.
I just don't understand how he got hold of my number.
Mm.
We're ex-directory, and I rang directory inquiries, not telling them who I was, of course, and they simply wouldn't give it to me.
No. You must get it changed, love.
That's in hand. They're blocking calls till the new one's through.
Good. And I think you must get Sonia to check your post before she hands it over. Let her filter out the filth.
That's not all, Duffy. I know it sounds silly, but when I put the phone down, my fingers felt horrible, as if something was crawling all over my hands.
Oh, Rosie.
Like they did when I held the card. And then I remembered the rest of that saying. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
What do you think of me?
I think you're sweet. Sweet and sexy.
I don't know what's come over me.
We're in love, aren't we?
Oh, yes. You are serious.
Would I ask you to do things like that if I wasn't serious? I just can't resist you.
How many sugars?
I'm sweet enough. You're a lovely girl, Sonny.
I'm not really.
Well, how did it all go today, then?
It was pretty exciting, actually. Mr. Winthrop had me in his office.
Oh, yes?
I told you they seem to have this idea I'm executive material. I can't think why.
Oh, I can, Sonny.
Well, he virtually offered me my own programme next year. Carte blanche.
Nice one. And what sort of mood was Madam in?
Oh, as ever. Swanning about. Chatting to her adoring public. Entertaining in her office.
Oh.
She's having an affair with a newsreader, Patrick Duffield.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Why do you say that?
Well, she's got this come-on voice, hasn't she? Sort of husky.
I mean, as if a husband and two lovely kiddies aren't enough.
She sounds really cheap.
Then, do you think children.
I'd say it was terrible the way she treats you. Sonia?
Yes, darling?
I want you to do something for me.
It's not something from your book, is it?
I'm very sentimental, sweetheart, as you know. Which is why I'd like to see where you work. So I can picture you there when we're apart.
Oh, Fen, how sweet.
Could we go now? No time like the present.
Well, it's a bit late. The studio's open, but you won't see anyone there.
But I don't want to see anyone. Just your little desk. And your little chair.
Ah, hello. Something smells good.
It's the chef. What would you like to drink, darling?
Just a spritzer. I had rather a lot of wine at lunch.
That's not like you.
I went to the Gay Hussar.
Ah, is it still the same?
Just the same.
Where's Guy?
Upstairs, doing his chemistry. Kathy tried to stay awake, but dropped off half an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to be so late. I tried to ring, but there's something wrong with the phone.
Oh, that's my fault, I'm afraid.
What?
Well, that man I told you about. He rang here. I don't know how he got hold of the number. I'm having it changed, and they're blocking the calls till then.
Ros, I have a patient in a very critical condition. I might have to get to the hospital at any time, and you're telling me I can't be contacted because you've had the phone cut off?
I thought you'd be pleased.
Of course I'm not pleased.
I mean that I'm not going to get any more calls like that.
Well, surely all you've got to do is put the phone down as soon as you recognise his voice. You'll soon get fed up instead of disrupting our entire...
You seem more concerned about your patients than you do about your wife.
What did he actually say, this chap?
Hello, Ros.
That doesn't sound too horrendous, darling.
Don't patronise me. You don't know what he's like. Something so slimy about his voice, as if he's oozing out of the telephone, filling the room, joking.
Well, you won't be hearing it again.
Wish I could believe that.
Come on, let's forget about him. Here's your drink. I'll toss the salad, shall I? God, I'm starving.
Oh, Fen, where are you? You've never been late before, not half an hour. Well, there can't be anything wrong, can there? Well, he was all right last night. Very affectionate. If I close my eyes and count to seven and don't open them, no matter how much I want to, he'll be the first person I see. One, two, three, five, six, seven. Oh, Fen, where are you?
Hello, Sony.
Oh, Fen, I didn't really...
Good, isn't it?
But what are you wearing a moustache for?
I've been reading for a play. One of those snotty public school types. So thought I'd look the part.
I thought you were Anthony Andrews.
Did you? Did you really?
For a minute. It's amazing the difference a little tash makes.
Ow! Don't do that, you stupid cow! It's stuck on.
Sorry.
What excuse you make for getting away? Grandma's funeral, was it?
I couldn't say that. I haven't got a grandma. I said I had to go to the dentist.
Oh. Well, Sony, this is where we come to the parting of the ways.
What? What do you mean? I thought we were going out somewhere special, you said.
Yeah, all right, keep your drawers on. I've got to go and see my mum, that's all. Had another turn.
Well, can't I come with you? I'd like to meet her.
Better not. She's not too smart at the moment.
Have you told her yet?
Told her what?
About our getting engaged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's thrilled to bits.
Hello, love.
Hello.
How are you feeling now?
Better. We've got our new telephone number, so Leo's stopped complaining, and I'm fine.
Good. They all get their nutters, you know. Esther, Parky, old Wogan. That's all it is. A nutter. If it's Monday, it must be Gilmore.
I guess so.
You coming for a spot of lunch after the programme?
Oh, better not. I've got tons of... Hello?
What's up?
I put a new tape in this machine yesterday, and someone's used it.
It's probably a message from dear old Toby. He
rings or sends a memo.
Saucy Sonia?
Hardly. I see her all the time.
I love the way she closes the door every time I come in, don't you? So subtle.
She's in love.
What?
She told me all about him yesterday. He's an actor.
Oh, well, he'd have to be, wouldn't he?
Hello, Ros.
My God.
You see how easy it was to penetrate your little stronghold?
Damn! No, don't do that.
Leave it, darling.
No,
leave
it's no good pretending it's not happening. I've got to know what he says, otherwise I can't cope.
Now, about this death of yours. I've been appointed to avenge not just myself, but all the other people you've trampled on when they've turned to you for help, believing all this crap you vomit over the airwaves. I expect you thought I was just another non-entity. That was your big mistake. Also, your last mistake. Obviously, I can't give you time and place. I like to play fair, but I'm not stupid. All I can say is, if you want to tidy up your affairs, you better start now. There's a photograph of you facing me, Ros. So beautiful. You won't look like that when I've finished with you. You'll be glad when it's over.
Bastard! Oh. Yes?
Don't you ever have any work to do?
Toby, what do you want?
I'm preparing a press release on Ros's nut. I bumped the interest up a bit. I don't suppose there's been any more developments.
You'd better come down.
How do you crap vomit? He's not very good at the bodily functions, is he? Still, apart from that, it all seems pretty straightforward.
Only you could see a message like that as straightforward, Toby.
Well, I mean, you can always see his point. The people who have everything attacked by the people who have nothing. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. I suppose we ought to ring the police.
And security while you're at it.
Security?
Well, as he seems to have walked in here, made his way to Ros's office, used the machine and walked out again, all without anyone noticing, I'd have said security was the place to start, wouldn't you?
Hell, you're right. We've got some damned expensive equipment round here. He didn't give you a date then, Ros?
No.
Of all the stupid questions.
Oh, don't look like that, Rosie. These fame freaks never do anything.
I expect that's what John Lennon thought.
That was New York, for heaven's sake. Everybody's mad in New York. I'll take this, make a copy suitably edited for the press, and I expect the police will want the original.
Especially with your fingerprints all over it.
I suppose this blow-up's the picture he meant. Yeah. Yeah, I can see what he means. Oh, you look... Oh, my God. There's a great rip in it. Right across the throat.
Leo.
You're in the headlines as well as on the news. Yes, darling?
I think we should change the locks.
What on earth for? He hasn't got a key, has he?
Where does Fargus play football? Then we should get someone to watch the house.
Have you any idea what that could cost?
I thought perhaps that as my life is at stake, you would think it worth it.
Mummy, Guy knows where spiders play football.
Don't you think you're being rather melodramatic, Ros? The police are very experienced at assessing situations like this. If they've said he probably won't do anything, then they're probably right.
I see. Probably is enough for you, is it?
People in the public eye frequently have to deal with this sort of thing.
Could I have some more juice, Mum?
I don't want you to think I'm not concerned, but the chances are it'll come to nothing.
And what am I supposed to do while we wait and see if it'll come to anything? How am I supposed to live?
Permanently looking over my shoulder?
If the threat was real...
How long for? A week? A month? The rest of my life?
Mummy, Guy knows where spiders play football.
We've got to keep this thing in proportion, or before we know where we are, it could dominate our lives.
But of course there are some men, if their wives were threatened by a raiding maniac, might just let it dominate their lives. I'm only sorry you're not in their number.
For heaven's
sake. No doubt you can't wait to get rid of me and get some new bio little nurse at St. Thomas's.
Ros!
Mummy, Guy wants some more juice.
Oh, look at that mess, you naughty girl!
Girl.
Oh, God.
Well, as no one else seems to be moving, I better get a cloth.
You've trodden on Madrick's paws. You've hurt his paws.
I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
Oh, don't cry, Kathy. Have a buttered soldier.
I don't want it.
It's my last one.
Oh, God. Yes? Oh, hello, Mrs. Jolly. What? Oh, I've never heard... How on earth can you be murdered in your bed if you don't sleep here? Yes, it is very inconvenient.
Let me give you something to calm you down.
Leo, I don't want to spend the day stupefied.
You won't, though. Just take the edge off things.
I can't work as it is. I can't concentrate. Everything seems to be breaking up around me. How can that be, Leo? That one person I don't know, I've never even met, can break up my entire world.
Didn't the police talk to reception?
Of course. But Terry said no one unauthorized got past her.
Anything else ready for signing, Sonia? I'm going for lunch in a moment, then straight home.
I have these three, and there's one more almost finished. I'll bring it in to you.
Thanks.
He must have come through reception. There's no back entrance. I'll check with Terry again.
I fail to see how you can discover what the mighty arm of the law failed to pick up.
Terry, Patrick Duffy here. Listen, are you sure no one got by you on Friday without signing in?
What about people who seem to have official business? Was there anyone delivering anything, for instance? What? When? What did he look like? Did you check with maintenance? Well, why the hell not? Put me on to Tom, would you? A plumber came just on fire for the downstairs gents. Said he knew where to go and walked straight. Hello, Tom. Listen, did you book a plumber last Friday? You sure? Okay, thanks.
No plumber.
That's it, then.
What did he look like?
Blue jeans, a cap, fair moustache, carried a bag of tools. If Terry could identify the voice, well, that'd really clinch it, wouldn't it?
Was that a clinch? It must be him. Still.
Oh, I've got the housing broadcast when he first rang in.
Ah.
Terry, pop up here for a minute, would you? No, I'm in Ros's office.
This is the last one, Mrs. Gilmore.
Thanks, Sonia.
Dramatic conclusion. We have to get off the Tuesday roundabout.
No, not their back a bit.
Oh, I'm not distressed.
Well, what are you ringing up for, then?
The death hasn't happened yet.
Do you mean you're some sort of clairvoyant?
Did I say that?
You haven't actually said anything, and you've got less than 15 seconds to get whatever it is off your chest.
Put it off! What's the matter?
Both these fainting females.
Oh, shut up, Toby. Sonia?
No, not me! Get him away!
Sonia, do! Can I do anything? Sonia, let me drive you home. You can't stay here in that stable. Look, let me get you a taxi, please.
No, Sonia, would you like me to drive you, lovey? Come on.
I don't want any of you! Leave me alone!
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Oh, come on, Sony, open up. It's your one and only Sony.
About time, too.
How's my favourite girl, then?
So what's new at the office? What's that Ros been up to? Still treating you badly, eh? Eh? Sony? You know, then?
Yes.
I did it for you.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I couldn't stand the way she treated you. You doing all the work. Her taking all the credit.
I don't believe you.
It's true. I didn't mean it to go as far
as... Don't come near me.
I only wanted to frighten her a bit.
Don't touch me. You'll never touch me again.
Oh, don't say that. I love you, Sony.
You liar. You've never loved me. You've used me to get to her.
What?
And you made me do things. Filthy, horrible things. And I did them because I thought we were going to be married.
Oh.
And go home and children.
But we are, aren't we?
Oh. It's over. It's all over.
Oh, don't say that, Sony. You don't want to break Fenn's heart, do you?
You haven't. Got a heart.
Oh, I'm glad you found out. I've wanted to tell you, but I could never find the words. I only hated her so much because I loved you so much. You believe me, don't you?
All my dreams are gone.
No. No. There's always one more dream, as long as we're alive. You haven't told anyone, have you?
I'm ashamed.
Oh, there.
I'm so unhappy.
Not anymore. Ever again.
Promise?
Cross my heart.
No. Oh, I love you so much, Finn. Oh.
You're going to seal the promise, son.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ross, listen. I've got to talk to you.
Not now, Duffy. I can't move for mail. Toby's obviously right about the ghoulish appetite of the public. And with Sonia still away,
stop
I haven't got
a... Stop what you're doing and listen.
But I must
it's
get on with this...
It's important.
Okay.
Right. Now then, I was on the midnight shift last night, hanging around in the reporter's room with nothing to do but read the hourly summaries. And I thought, come on, Duffield. Let's sit down like they always do in the Penguin crime classics with the green and white covers and make a list.
Duffy, I can't see
everything
what this is...
Everything we know so far about this man. Everything we know about Sonia.
Sonia? What has Sonia got to do?
Remember how she reacted to the tape. Tell me, when was the first time you heard her mention her boyfriend?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks. Can't you be more precise than that?
Oh, not really. Up until then, I'd always assumed she didn't have one. Sorry, that sounds a bit...
No. I think you're right. She's not the sort to keep quiet about it. Did she have your home phone number?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, Duffy. No, you must be mistaken. Well, she didn't like me, but she'd never do anything like that.
But she didn't know. Don't you see? It's because she didn't know that she had a fit when she heard the studio tape.
You mean he was just using her?
Of course.
How awful.
That's how he knew where your office was and that you used a tape recorder for your letters.
Actually, she did dash off that Friday a bit early. She said she was going to the dentist.
Did she? I think he probably arranged to meet her somewhere to make sure she was out of the way. Oh, Roz, we're under the little bastard. I mean, even if he's given her a false name and address, she'll still be able to give the police a full description. And if he's got a record, there might even be a photograph. What's her home number?
Oh, don't waste your time. I rang twice yesterday and again half an hour ago. No reply.
Do you know where she lives?
Yes, she's got a room by Turnham Green Tube.
Have you got the car?
Yes.
Come on.
I thought she might have gone to her parents.
I hope you're right, Ross. I only hope you're right. Dirty socks, stale haddock and rotten dreams.
Oh, Sonia.
Here we are. Number 17.
Sonia, it's Ross. Are you all right?
Excuse me. Good job I never go anywhere without my credit cards.
What are you doing?
Ah, it'll do nicely. Thank God it's a shaky old lock.
I don't think you should break
it. There we go.
Smells even worse in here. Shall I open a window?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Don't look.
Oh.
All right. Let's get out of here. Bastard who did this. He must be completely mad.
Can I help?
Yes, I'd like to hire a police uniform, please.
It's to fit you, is it?
That's right.
We'll get your measurements first, then. I assume you're not already on our files?
Oh, I don't think so.
What company are you with?
Well, it's for a fancy dress party.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid we can't help you. We never hire out uniforms, whether it's for the police or the armed forces, without a letter on headed paper from the film or theatre company concerned. And then we double-check by telephone.
What on earth for?
Well, I'd have thought the answer to that was obvious.
That'll be 175. Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Oi, over here.
What do you want?
This fringe theatre. When's it open?
Show starts in a couple of minutes. £2 if you're not eating.
Pie and chips, then.
What to drink?
I don't drink.
Oh, you're in the right place for the time of your life then, aren't you? 150. Through that curtain at the end.
I say,
hi, glad you could make the show.
That was a fantastic play.
It's a completely neglected area, but we aim to change all that.
Well, you've certainly opened my eyes. Yeah. Look, I don't suppose there's any work going. I'm resting at the moment.
Well, we are auditioning for a version of Battleship Potemkin.
Oh.
Sunday the 13th.
Cheers.
Between 10 and 4.
Yeah, I will be there.
You realise it's just a showcase, no money.
Oh, yeah, sure. Listen, that's all right. You couldn't just jot the details down for me?
Sure. Have you got a bit of scrap?
Oh, no, sorry. There's some paper over there.
Mm-hmm. We usually keep the headed stuff for managers and agents. Okay. There you are. See you Sunday.
Ta. Oh, listen, where would you say the nearest place to hire a costume is?
Applause at Holland Park. They're not big, but they're very helpful.
And did it not occur to you before, Mrs. Gilmore, that this man might be linked to your secretary in some way?
No, I just said it was Mr. Duffield who made the connection.
And it was almost, 2 weeks since you first mentioned having a boyfriend.
Yes, but I've told you that as well. Why do you keep on asking me the same things over and over again?
Now, look,
I've told you everything I know. Don't you understand? There is nothing else. I don't know anything else. Why didn't you leave me alone? Why aren't you out there looking for him? He is going to kill me.
Yes. Lady's husband is here, sir.
Roz.
Oh, Leo. Leo.
Darling, my poor love. I came straight here. What's happening? What are you doing about this?
Well, at the moment,
Keep asking me stupid questions.
I want this madman caught.
Yes, we all want that, sir. We're trying to discover if he let anything slip during those phone calls to your wife.
He didn't give his name and address, if that's what you mean.
Well, someone like this with a disturbed personality...
Disturbed personality? You've got a masterly way with understatement, Inspector.
Chief Superintendent Pharaoh.
Oh.
Now, Mrs. Gilmore, I know recalling these conversations must be deeply unpleasant, but I don't need to remind you of what's at stake.
Oh, I'm sorry, but... Oh, seeing Sonia seems to have blotted everything out.
Yes, I understand. Now, do you plan to go straight home now, sir?
Yes.
Do you have any children?
They're spending the night with friends.
Is your house secure?
Yes, very. Window locks, mortise locks, deadlocks, bars on the basement windows. It's that sort of area.
Right. Someone will go home with you. Now, he'll enter the house first and search it thoroughly. I understand the back of the house is completely invisible from the road.
Yes. Right? Our garden runs onto the garden of the house behind. There's a high wall in between, but... Mm-hmm. But I can't believe after what he did to that poor girl, he tried to...
He's after your wife, and he won't give up. What time do you usually go out in the morning?
I'm taking my wife and children away tomorrow morning. None of them will be coming back until this lunatic is caught.
Well, you've got to face the unpleasant fact that wherever your wife goes, he's not going to be far away.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Well, if I leave now, we'll never have any peace. What if he isn't caught for a month? A year? Am I supposed to hide forever?
It won't be a month. Probably won't be even days. He's obsessed, you see, so he'll take risks. They always do. Now, in the morning, an armed policeman will come to your house accompanied by a policewoman. Now, please, don't leave until they arrive, sir. There'll also be two men at the back in your garden.
And where will you be, Chief Superintendent?
I'll be in an unmarked van opposite the house, sir. You just leave it to us. He makes his move, and we'll have him.
Oh, Mum, your face when I walked in. Do you like the uniform? I bet you thought the force was with you, eh? Remember what I said about our new life? That I'd take you away? Well, we start tomorrow. Early. Except there's something I've got to do first. But as soon as that's over, I'll come for you. We'll go together. Now you know what I mean, don't you? Goodbye, sorrow. Goodbye, pain.
Oh! Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, I thought it was you and... Good grief. What are you dressed up like that for?
Playing a joke on someone.
Have you seen the letter?
No.
It's on the dresser. Well, I don't know what sort of joke it can be. Oh, really? Hey, what's the matter? Hey? Hey, come on. You mustn't cry. You should be thrilled to bits. Bit of a ground floor flat, bit of a garden, someone to come with your pressure bell. The answer to all your prayers. I told you Roz would see you all right, didn't I, dear? Oh, you're shaking. Should I put the kettle on, eh? I'll still come and see you. It's only 10 minutes on the bus. Oh, is that what the matter is? Old Elsie will still come and see you.
What time have you got now, Sergeant?
8:37, sir. Shall I go in, sir?
Good God. Who's that?
Where, sir?
Going up the front steps. A uniformed police constable. I'll have his guts.
Ah, not one of ours, sir.
Do you think I don't know that?
An unhappy coincidence, sir? A routine call?
Can't you even eat a bit of toast?
No. It's nearly time.
Yes, I know. At least have some coffee.
I can't swallow.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. I didn't believe he was a...
Oh, don't be upset, Leo. No one believed.
But I should have done. I should have done. I'll go. That'll be them.
No, Leo, don't go.
You stay here.
Don't open the
door. Don't worry. I'll check first.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Come on in, then. I'm just off.
Oh, right. Thank you, sir.
It's the police. What's it a sign of when policemen get younger?
What about police women?
It's just a he. I expect she'll be here later. I've got to go.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, Leo.
Don't worry, sir. I'll look after her.
Coffee's still hot. If you'd like a cup. Hello? Hello? I wonder if you'd like a cup of coffee.
Mr. Gilmore's just leaving, sir.
I've got eyes, thank you, Sergeant. Over here, sir.
Has anything happened?
Get in, please, sir. What did that man want who just entered your house?
The policeman. Well, he's your marksman. Oh, my God, he'll kill her. He'll kill her.
Hold it, sir. Hold it. Now, if you go barging back in there, she won't have a chance. Do you understand? It'll be the end of her. The end of both of you. Now, believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
You? You're the bastard who was going to protect her.
Now, listen to me. Where was this man when you left?
In the hall.
And where's the hall in relation to the basement?
It's the floor above. The basement stairs are right at the end. They double back on themselves. The kitchen's actually under the hall floor.
So you can approach the hall from the basement without being seen?
Until the final three or four steps, yes.
Hmm. Operation Hazel. Sergeant Williams, are you receiving me? Over.
Loud and clear, sir. Over.
He's in there, in the hall. You can reach this from the kitchen via the basement steps. He's wearing a police constable's uniform. Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Over and out.
How the hell did he get hold of a uniform?
I left my wife alone with a bloody maniac. I opened the door and invited him in. She'll be dead by now.
Not yet. I know these buggers. They like to play games. If he thinks he's safe, he'll spin the enjoyment out.
Operation Hazel. Basement door's locked, sir. Oh,
God.
All right. Stay where you are, Williams. Okay, Sergeant Cook. We'll have to take him from the front. And trust to God he's too occupied with the lady to be on the lookout for us.
All right, sir.
Hello? Hello? I wondered if you'd like a cup of coffee.
Hello, Roz. I'm here, you see. Like I promised. Together at last, as they say.
My dream. Dear God, it's my dream.
Do you think I wouldn't come? For that failure?
Oh, I knew you'd come.
I've brought you a present. Look. Don't be afraid. It won't hurt. She slides in like butter. Truly.
Please, please listen.
Oh, it's all different now, isn't it? You want to talk to me now? It's listen, Fen, and please, Fen. But when I asked you to listen, what did you do?
I wanted to help.
You denied me. I turned to you and you denied me.
I didn't know what
you didn't care. None of you care. How do you think you stay up there in your place in the sun? Actors, personalities, stars. By some God-given right. Don't you know you're standing on the backs of millions of people like me? People you despise as nobodies. People you don't even know are alive. Now, I want you to stand very still. All right?
All right.
Because she's very sharp, my baby. See how she slipped through your pretty dress. How lovely you are, Ross. Oh, what a shame. What a waste. Don't push me away. Or she might jump. In fact, it's very strange. But sometimes she doesn't do what I want her to at all.
Hear anything?
Nothing.
Windows?
Too high, sir. By the time we'd smashed through and sussed out which room they were in, she'd be up to her armpits in blood.
Better cross your fingers. You're still in the hole, then.
Right. Now, if you could take the letterbox, sir. Right. Careful! Some of these buggers are on pretty strong springs. There they are. Right. Hold it open. And for God's sake, don't let it slip or she's at it. Okay. You can let go now. Gently! Thank God he's got his back to the door.
You can't fire now. The way he's holding her, they'd both be all over the walls.
Oh, no. I'm backing on her making a run for it.
And if she doesn't?
If she doesn't, nothing. I'd rather not risk my pension and promotion if it's all the same to you, sir.
Quiet. She's seen the gun.
Oh, Ross. That's the oldest trick in the book. You pretend something's behind me, I look round, you make a run for it. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I should have realised.
Nobody makes a monkey out of me, baby. Nobody.
I can't breathe.
Oh. Perhaps that was your last breath. Your very last breath. And you didn't even savour it, did you? Just drew it in and let it go. Like all the others that have been keeping you alive.
Please, give me a chance.
Like a chance you gave me.
Even the fox gets a run for it. Oh,
pretty little fox.
That would be exciting for you, wouldn't it? Upstairs. Downstairs.
And in my lady's chamber. I like the sound of that.
We can.
On the other hand, you feel so nice close to. I don't really want to let you go.
But you'd catch me again. I couldn't escape.
In fact, I've decided against it. Your skin's like velvet.
All the doors are locked.
Especially here.
Oh, I am disappointed in you.
What?
I always pictured you as being very clever. The way you found out all about me, got into my office. Oh, I didn't think you'd be satisfied with such an easy victory.
Easy?
Yet here you are, frightened even to give me a start to count to 10. I couldn't get away. Where would I go?
5.
All right. You'll have to let me go, then. Give me a start.
Not too much of one. Don't want you jumping out of a window, do we? Start counting, then.
1.
Oh, my beautiful fox. I shall almost be sorry when it's over.
2.
My life had no meaning before I met you.
3.
You have so much, Ros. I only wanted a little.
4.
Where are you going, then? Upstairs? You won't get very far. I'm coming for you, Ros. I'm coming for you!
I don't believe this. There's a tunnel through him and he's going on.
Envy of the Stranger by Caroline Graham. Isla Blair played Roz Gilmore. Jonathan Taffler, Fenn. Steve Hodson, Duffy. Bernard Holly, Leo Gilmore. Edward D'Souza, Toby. And Sue Broomfield, Sonia. Guy and Kathy Gilmore were played by Danny Kodachek and Bernadette Windsor. Louise and Mrs. Kemp by Avril Clark. Sharon and Terry by Elaine Claxton. Mrs. Taylor by Sheila Grant. Chief Superintendent Farrow by Manning Wilson. The Costumier and Sergeant Cook by Tim Reynolds. The Compere and Bouncer by Stephen Hattersley. The Actor and Sergeant Williams by James Good. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
The Monday play this evening at 8:15 is The Fishkeeper by Andrew Terrell, and tells the story of...